I'm Sam. I'm a compulsive overeater. And by the grace of God and this program, I am abstinent from compulsive overeating today. I am very honored to be here. And I believe it was a referral from a lady in a Fresno meeting to Anne that sent me over here. So, and I'm in the Northern California area. I grew up in a wonderfully loving home. And parents, brother, grandparents, we all lived together for most of my childhood. And I was very fortunate to have the grandparents right there. And there was, I'm also an AA, so I say sometimes mention about that, there were no drugs or alcohol in the family or anything like that. My grandmother and my mother were bakers, not professional bakers, but bakers in the home. And they baked just about everything you could possibly imagine, which my brother and I were thrilled to have happen. And I got accustomed to eating the baked goods with the sugar. And but I was an active kid and young man, and really didn't have any kind of weight problem for quite a while. But I watched over time as my mother gained quite a lot of weight. And so I got into the I got graduated from college, and I went into the United States Army, and I'm very glad that I went in. I have a lot of veterans benefits, and also I was discharged just as the Vietnam War was starting. And if I had waited and hadn't voluntarily enlisted, I probably would have ended up in Vietnam. Any case, I moved to San Jose, and I got in with a group of people that were very nice people, and a group of professionals. There was a couple of lawyers, was a teacher, a real estate broker. And every once, at least once, maybe twice a week, we all got together, went out to dinner, and ate a lot and drank a lot. And that continued for a number of years, and that was just a happy group. I was quite pleased with where I was, and I actually decided to do a little traveling. And the group was very close, and but a couple of the people, the two lawyers, as a matter of fact, and I were they we ate. And we obviously were gaining weight, but wasn't very severe at that time. But I did go up to north of San Francisco to visit my parents occasionally, and I realized that my mother was extremely obese, and my cousin was there at the time I was visiting once. So the two of us went. This is long before I knew anything about OA or 12 steps or anything like that. My cousin and I went and talked to my mother, and she said, well, we said, Let us help you. We'll help you lose weight and go on a diet. And my mother said to us, leave me alone. I can't. There's nothing I can do about it. I thought, oh my goodness, what's that all about? So ultimately, she died of obesity when she was 59 years old. So I was in San Jose, and one of the women in our group, and I was had gained quite a lot of weight at that time. Ultimately, I realized that my top weight was approximately 300 pounds. One of the women came to me and she said, I can't live like this anymore. I've quit drinking and I'm going to AA meetings. Okay, good for you. And she said, even though she had no connection whatsoever to OA, she said, I wish that you would start going to Overeaters Anonymous meetings. Said, okay, thanks for the input. And she left our group and she did go to AA. And I didn't take action on that for quite a while, but I guess in a couple of years, I was living in Northern California, and I went to a meeting in the what we call a peninsula area between San Francisco and San Jose and Palo Alto, where Stanford is located. I didn't really know what to expect. What I was hoping was that it would help me. So I walked, and I might say also that I really had no clue how to connect with women. So I walked into the first meeting, and imagine my surprise. The meeting was about 75% women. So okay, but what happened was I had two things in mind. Does it work, and are the people happy? Well, as I started listening in the first few meetings, they said it worked. They talked about weight loss, and they said they were very happy, and they laughed and they hugged each other, certainly appeared to be happy. So I kept going to those meetings. I am thrilled that today the two meetings that I started in San Jose 38 years ago are both online right now that I can go to with a number of the people that I knew when I first went into the program. And a few that came along later while I was still there, but I know a bunch of them. And these are very close old friends. So anyway, I started to lose weight. I got a sponsor. I wrote my fourth step. Now, I had no clue about, I had never looked inside myself to see who was there. But the fourth step made me do that. So my sponsor told me to come to his house, and he said, "Bring an extra copy of your fourth step." What's he going to do? Publish it? Probably not. So anyway, I brought it. I read it to him, and he had a fire going in his fireplace at the time. When I finished, he took the extra copy and threw it into the fireplace. I said, "What's that all about?" He said, "Symbolically, the things that you wrote about in that fourth step and did told me in the act of doing your fifth step are going to be removed from you. Maybe not 100%, maybe not for all time, but they will be removed to a degree. And then he told me about something that he had been experiencing that seemed so difficult that I didn't think that I could do it if it happened to me. But something must have happened in that house, because when I walked down his sidewalk to go back to my car, it almost felt like I was walking above the sidewalk. There was a feeling of relief, of being lightened, and I couldn't identify it really, but it was there. So I moved through the 12 steps, and I got I got I think yeah, during that time, or somewhere about that time, I got a sponsor, a sponsee, I mean, to work with. That was a joy. And so so I continued, and about 2 years after I went to OA, I got into AA, and I got sober there. And that was a great thing too. I managed to fit a drunk driving charge in there, but okay, it was okay. I was in two programs and devoting my time to them. And I had gotten married, and it was a terrible marriage, and it ended quickly, and I was single for about 10 years, and I decided that I didn't like being single for the rest of my life, so I wanted to see if I could meet a woman. So I lived in the what we call a peninsula area, about halfway between San Jose and San Francisco. So in those days, the prehistoric days, we didn't have computers or cell phones, so personal ads were placed in the paper, newspapers. So I was reading a personal ad from women in the San Francisco Chronicle, and I read an ad from a woman in the San Francisco paper, but she lived in the pay in the there in the ad she li said she lived in San Jose. So I called her, I made a date to go and see her. We went out to dinner. Then we went out again. We took a nice trip over to the ocean for dinner. We went out a third time, and we were together. And about 6 months after we met, we got engaged, and we got married, and I had 23 of the most wonderful years of my life. We traveled the world a lot, and it was just a wonderful time. Sad to say, about a year and a half ago, she passed away. Suddenly, so it hasn't been that was quite a shock to me and quite a trauma. But what happened when she passed away is immediately after I would announce it in an AA meeting or an OA meeting, people would rush to my aid. They would gather to my aid and to help me and to help carry me through the in my grief. There are in my living room, there are two potted plants that were sent to me by two women in my meetings a year and a half ago or so after my wife died, and they're still there. And the people there, the people in both of my programs were just so kind and loving. And a few of them just stayed constantly, I'm not constantly, but for a long time, calling me regularly and texting me. And I met a woman 35 years ago when I spoke at a meeting in Oakland, who had just moved here from New York. And she asked me for my phone number, and she called me, and she asked me to sponsor her. And she and I would say she's the best friend I've ever had in the world. And 35 years later, we're still friends. And she rushed to my aid also. So I have the two OA meetings that I originaled and that I have that I went to that I still see some of my original members, friends. I have people that I know well and love. And I'll just wander off this path for a moment. As part of my AA service, 17 years ago, I was asked by a friend of mine if I would be interested in going with him to the Salvation Army's men's drug and alcohol rehab in Oakland to sponsor men there in rehab. I said, I don't know, maybe not, but I went anyway. That was the one of the very best decisions I've ever made. It is such a blessing to be with those men and hear their stories. And some of them have come from the very bottom of life. In fact, just in the last year, I've talked to two of them who started to cry while we were together, and turned out that one of them, best friend, had been shot to death in a drug fight, and the other one had been doing drugs with his wife, and she overdosed and died. And I sat there in that room, and I held them both. So, 17 years later, I'm still doing that service, and it's a blessing. Everything that has happened to me in this program has been a blessing, including this meeting. It has turned my life around 100%. I weighed about 300 pounds. I weigh about 180 now, so I lost about 120 pounds and maintain it. That was wonderful. It probably saved my life. I stopped drinking. I stood, you know, I have. I have a host of friends, and I have sponsees at the Salvation Army and some here. And my life, and obviously, I'm still feeling the grief from my wife's loss, but I would say, a happy and very serene life. And it's all because of what I've gotten in this program. And where I was reluctant when my friend asked me to go here for 38 years ago. But it's all come from this program. And I am so grateful for that. I could not be more grateful for all the opportunities it's provided me. So thank you very much for inviting me. I'm very glad to be here. And God bless you all.